broadcasting with our friends at NBC. Amani, welcome to the Zone. How are you?
I'm great. I want to go to the Sugar Shack.
Rock and roll, Sticky's Rock and Roll, Rock and Roll. Yeah, that would be good.
It sounds like fun, right?
If you're a live music fan and you're ever in Little Rock, that is the place to be, my man.
I don't think you'd have trouble getting in.
Everybody needs tickets.
Hey, if you not if you wear your Super Bowl ring out, but I'm sure you don't make it.
That could cause a whole different set of problems.
Where do you keep your ring?
I keep it in my house, in a very safe place, because every time I wear it, it's such a conversation piece that you don't want to be stopped all the time and explaining all the situations and talk about David Tyree catching the ball off his head. You know, you just want to go and have dinner somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Well, and if you're a germaphobe, everybody's going to want to try the thing on, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too. I'm not a germaphobe, though.
Okay.
Play football. You can't be a germaphobe and play football.
Good point.
Yeah, there aren't too many guys that have been over the years, for sure. Okay, so let's start with the obvious question. What the hell's wrong with the Giants?
There's a lot of things wrong with them. I think a lot has to do with the way that, you know, the general manager has put together a team. I mean, these guys are great athletes. You got JPP doing 25 backflips. You got that hasn't been performing well since his breakout season. And then you have a guy like David Wilson who hasn't performed well since he stepped on, maybe as a kick returner, but you don't draft a kick returner number 30th overall in the draft. They have to get more talented football players on this team, and the draft that they've had over the last couple of years and the depth of this team is really showing when they have some injuries and they have to let some older players go. They're not bringing in the talent that they need to have this team be as successful and as productive as it's been in the past.
Last week we had Rodney Harrison on the show, and we went on and on about, you know, Peyton Manning and the difficulty of trying to defend a Peyton Manning. Your former quarterback, it seems like, never gets enough respect. We always talk, lately the conversation's been, okay, which quarterbacks in the NFL would you take over Tony Romo? We're in Dallas Cowboy country, and there are a lot of frustrated Cowboys fans around here. Eli Manning's name almost never gets mentioned. What's the deal, and what is it going to take for him to get the level of respect that I think he deserves?
Well, he's going to have to win another Super Bowl, and he's going to have to win a game this year. He's going to have to win at least one game this year.
That would help.
Because if you look at a quarterback who's a franchise quarterback, you know, the only year that Peyton Manning ever had a year where he won three games was his rookie year, and he was learning, and their team wasn't very good. But you look at this Giant team, and they're a pretty good team. They haven't been performing well, but usually the quarterback will win you four or five games a year just on the fact that he's, you know, just on the fact how good he is. So this is a situation where he's going to have to, you know, if he keeps losing games, they're going to take him out of the franchise quarterback conversation or the best quarterback in the league, the elite quarterback conversation, because elite quarterbacks don't lose this many games and throw this many interceptions.
Amani Toomer joining us in the Zone on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. What are your thoughts on Kansas City? And I don't want to influence you one way or the other. I watched them play this weekend against the Tennessee Titans team that is certainly not among the NFL elite. And they found a way to win. It was almost miraculous the way they pulled it out. But what's your take on this team overall, and are you buying them at 5-0?
I'm not buying them, because you can't go 1-for-12 on third down and expect to be an elite team. I think that they're a team that has had some very fortunate breaks. They're a team that people haven't seen and don't really know how to prepare for them quite yet. And now, since there's a full bank of games, five games, I think people are going to start to be able to decompress and decompose what they do well. And if you have to win by special teams touchdowns, I think that's not a sustainable model. You know, their quarterback did not play well last week. I don't think Dwayne Bowe is playing up to his capabilities. There's a lot of people. I mean, there's only one player I think that's playing really well, and I think that's what is the running back out of Texas.
Oh, Jamal Charles, yeah.
Jamal Charles. He's the only one that I feel like is carrying the weight. I mean, that's not a sustainable model to me. And I think that they're a team that eventually is going to lose a couple games in a row. And then you're going to see what type of team they really are.
Denver's – go ahead, Phil.
Amani, the NFC East seems to be the most competitive division in a very weird way, and the fact that it's It might be the least competitive division when you look at the records of the teams that are at the top, Cowboys and Eagles, both 2-3. Very flawed teams there, but even the Giants at 0-5 still look like they're in the race in the NFC, and they've only played two divisional games. Who do you think is the cream of the crop of the NFC East, and do the Giants still have a shot to come up on top in that division?
Yeah, you've got 11 games left to have a shot, but the door is definitely closing. I mean, this team is not going to go undefeated. I don't think they have the running game to go undefeated the rest of the way. So if they're going to have to go on a pretty substantial run here of 5-6 games before they even can get back in the race. And I don't even think that they should even focus on that. They should focus on winning one game, because you can't win the rest of them until you win the first game. And they need to really try and they really need to just – the effort. When I watch this team, I just don't know if I see the effort. And last week, when in the third quarter, when they took the lead back from the Eagles, that's the kind of effort and enthusiasm that I expect every week. And that was really the first time I saw it this year. And to me, that's a little disturbing. I think they're making way too many mistakes. And this is a team that finds a way to lose. And usually, when teams find a way to lose, they usually end up firing coaches, general managers, and quarterbacks.
I want to hit on a couple lesser important issues here if we can. Nike unveiled their Pro Bowl uniforms today. The Pro Bowl in general has been an abject failure. I know it's a huge honor, and certainly there's usually a contract bonus in there to get selected to the Pro Bowl. What are your feelings on the game overall, and is there a better option in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's a joke. I think that it always has been a joke. I mean, when I even came to the NFL, I remember watching a Pro Bowl thinking, yeah, I don't care about that. Most of the best players in the league, sometimes because of vendettas against, when I was with the Giants, there was a lot of guys, I'm not voting for a Giant, on other teams. And I'd hear about how the Pro Bowl votes were skewed, and I never really paid much credence to it. I thought it was, not a very good game to watch, but the problem with it is it's the most watched All-Star game out of every sport, so they're going to keep having it. Trying to pick up these nice uniforms and stuff, that's not going to do it. There's no incentive for players to really play. You really want players to play hard, guarantee their next year's contract if they get hurt, because there's a lot of people that are in contract years, and you get hurt at the Pro Bowl, and the next year's team the team that wants to pick you up in free agency, they don't care. So there need to have more incentive for the players to play hard, or else they're not going to, and you're going to get more of the same in terms of the level of competition that you see when you watch the Pro Bowl.
Imani Toomer joining us in the zone. The commissioners continue to push this international agenda, and they're going to expand the schedule, I guess, as far as games played in London. How do you feel about that, and does it bother you at the same time that there still is not a pro team in L.A., and they keep pushing this London agenda?
No, I love it. I love it, because I don't think L.A. can sustain a team. They've had many opportunities to have teams, and they – constantly got in their way, and teams left. I mean, the Rams left L.A. and went to St. Louis. That should tell you something right there.
Yeah.
The fact that this team is L.A. is just not a sustainable market. But I loved that London. I played in London in the first international game when we played against the Miami Dolphins. It was one of the best trips that I've ever had playing football, aside from the Super Bowls that I played in. I loved it. I thought it was great. To bring the game internationally is important, because domestically, I don't know how much more this league can grow. And like any business, you're always constantly have to grow. And there's no better place to try and grow than another place that can sustain teams like in Europe.
Is London a city that, if the NFL is going to grow, would that be a city that you think you might expand into? I mean, going out of the country?
I would definitely expand to London. And I don't know why they don't remember. I remember Barcelona, the Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, when they had the World League, everybody wanted to play for the Barcelona Dragons. I think that would be another place that they should try and look at, too, Barcelona, Spain.
Monty, appreciate the time very much. We've got about 20 other things we'd like to talk about, but we don't have time, so we'll hopefully get you on again. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed it.
All right, thanks, Bob. We'll talk next week.
All right, take care. It's Monty Toomer with now with NBC, and he is that's a Michigan man right there. I was going to talk to him about Brady Hoke for the Pigskins' benefit, but we didn't get around to that yet. But that's interesting to hear him say, screw L.A. They blew it.
Yeah, and that the Pro Bowl's a joke.
I like that.
Barcelona, I don't know much about Spain, but
Barcelona's beautiful.
I guess if you're going to have a team in London, you have to have another team in Europe just to have an even amount, you know, and to make, you know, if you're going to play, let's say that the Giants have to go out to play in London, then they're probably going to have to stay there an extra week and play in Barcelona.
Well, that's the thing. If you could do a swing like they do where you'll go play West Coast and you'll stay on that, like you do it with the NBA more because you go back home in between football games. You'll see teams play like LA. You'll be an Eastern Conference team and go play LA, and then you'll play Sacramento and you'll play Phoenix and on the same swing. It makes sense. It would be cool for them to be able to go over and play a couple, three international teams. And that'd be, if that was one division, if you could do a division of four teams over there, what would be the problem with that?
Could you sustain interest, though, throughout a whole season having a team in Europe?
I think fans are so rabid for sports over there, and they like American football enough that they're – and again, you're talking about huge multi-million, you know, population cities. I think you can get enough to fill a 50,000-seat stadium. You may not be at the same level of rabidness versus like soccer is over there, but I think there's probably enough.
And the seasons coincide. That's the thing. I mean, the European soccer leagues are those leagues are going on right now, right in the middle of the NFL season. So they would be competing against themselves, but it did seem that the games in London were very well attended. I wonder how many of those are American fans going over there.
Go ahead.
I think Barcelona is kind of curious. You'd almost have to have a bullfight at halftime.
So?
I mean, they love that sport over there.
Give them what they want, Wally. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Who cares, right?
Maybe I should go into marketing for the NFL.
So be it. Be
European marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look, if you got to relocate, that wouldn't be a bad place, right?
I don't want to live in Spain.
You don't?
No.
It's beautiful, but you don't want to live there.
Yeah, it's nice
to
visit.
Nice place to visit, exactly. Yeah. Okay, it's 10.